When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to the Inspire Health Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. This is also being aired on UK Health Radio, so a big shout out to all of our listeners on UK Health Radio. Thank you for joining us. If you're new to this podcast, this is where inspirational leaders, game changers, and visionaries in the fields of health and wellness, mind-body medicine, spirituality, metaphysics, and more come together to share their wisdom with you. And we've run some amazing series over the years, and we are coming to the close of our newest series on life, death, and beyond, exploring our greater reality. And we are going to finish this up with Mohawk elder and good friend of ours, Daryl Williams. Daryl has a way of bringing a softness to a lot of hard, difficult topics. And I hope that you guys find this to be a really beneficial episode. We love talking to him about the changes that are going on the planet right now, changes in Mother Earth, what we can do to connect more wholly and make the decisions that we need to make that are going to put us in the best position moving forward. So hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Make sure to tune in next week for the second half of this episode. We'll talk to you soon. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Inspire Health Podcast. And today we brought back a guest that we had on our series back, I believe it was in the trauma series. We did a two-part with our good friend Daryl Williams, who is a Mohawk elder. And we wanted to bring him on today to share the Indigenous perspective around the cycle of death, rebirth, what lies beyond, and really just get together and have a good conversation with Daryl again. So Daryl, welcome to joining us on the show again.
It's awesome to see you. Thank you for this invite again. Yeah.
It's great to see you again too. It's been, I can't remember how long ago. I'll put links to the episode that we did.
There's two other talks where we had Daryl. So I know one you were with Christine, and then the other one you were on your own. So we'll post those two links. Those were both wonderful conversations. So if you're interested, please check those out as well.
Okay. So so you guys want to get into the cycle of birth and death?
I refer
to it as birth and birth. Because, you know, we understand there is no death, right? The spirit, the soul goes through these cycles, and we're in the cycle of Mother Earth constantly. Sky Woman, as we talked about in the creation story last time. So we're constantly in her dream, dreaming in her dream. So we're in this beautiful cycle, right? So the process of so-called dying, death, there's no such thing. So we go to sleep at night, and, you know, we go unconscious for 6 to 8 hours, and we have no identity. We don't know who we are. We don't know where we go. If you're conscious of it, then, you know, we can really get creative with our dream state, right? So that's like a practice of going into spirit world, of dying, you know. But, you know, we come here through our mother's vehicle. We take birth. And we're practicing every night. So when we leave our body and go in spirit world, we're rebirthing into spirit world. And we come back, we wake up in the morning, and we're like, thank you, great spirit, for this beautiful life, right? I'm again, I'm waking my eyes. It's beautiful, you know? And when we come in, you know, sometimes we dream. and we have some interesting dreams. So that's all part of this cycle. So the dream state, I know, and I have dreams. I'm so excited. Sometimes I'll dream of, you know, whatever. It's a bear, an eagle. So I know spirit is talking to me, right? And, you know, then you have to interpret it, what spirit is trying to tell you. You know, what does the dream mean? But we're going through from spirit world, coming back to physical. So it's birth, rebirth, constant, right? Yeah. So it's just understanding it in a different context, I guess, and start and getting away from the whole death thing, because everybody, so many people are afraid of the death cycle, right? Of dying and then leaving your body. But, you know, how many times have we done it, right? I mean, countless times. You keep incarnating on this realm, Mother Earth, and you know, there's big reasons for that. It's a big experiment. So we're dreaming in Mother Earth's experiment. And, you know, we're trying to figure it out as we go along, right?
Daryl, when you say experiment, can you speak a little bit more about what you mean by that?
Mother Earth's experiment?
Yeah, well, we are great spirit in physical form, right? All of us. So we're experiencing this experiment of life and what it is to experience it for great spirit in the physical form. So, you know, and the main cause of that is love, right? The heart, to open the heart, the mind, to merge one, so we can really understand nature and creation. So when we get into the culture, everybody, it doesn't matter where you're from on the planet, everyone has a culture. Maybe some have forgotten their culture, but it doesn't really matter. So when we do ceremony for our loved ones who pass on, we use the sacred tobacco, which was given to us from our creation, and we use the fire, of course, so that carries our prayers through the sun. So we connect with the universe, right? And so connecting on this level, when the person first leaves their body that day, we'll do a ceremony like that, burn tobacco, and give guidance to the spirit in case it goes in shock, or because sometimes, you know, they're carrying a heavy load on them. So we'll do that, and then after 10 days, the spirit will be, it won't be here, and it's not in the physical realm, it's not in the spirit world yet. It's in between worlds, sort of like that in-between state, we call it. It's a bardo, where it's clearing all the lessons that it went through in this lifetime. And it's shedding its skin, right? Like, sort of like a snake sheds its skin. And then it gets reborn again, right? The rebirth and process takes place. So when we go into the 10th day, where we're doing the feast for our loved one on the 10th day, we count the first day as day one. Then on the 10th day, we do a feast in the evening with the family, close friends. And we'll make food, the favorite food, that person. And we call in the spirit and all the ancestors, because they're all working hand in hand to help the spirit transition from the physical to the spiritual. So we do our part on the physical, and the spirit side does its part. So it's like putting your hand in a glove, right? They both work together. And they synchronize with each other, spirit, physical, we have to. So on that 10th day, we call the spirit back, our loved one, who's always around anyways in those 10 days. It's just going through the transformation process. So on that 10th day, we invite them to come eat, to have their last meal with us. And all the ancestors will come in. So, and that night, family and friends will stay up the whole night talking about all the good times they had with the spirit, all the happy times in life, the joyful times, right from their birth all right till the end. All the good times, the love, the joy, the ceremonies, the singing, whatever they had, the good feasts we had, the good times, the life we shared with each other. So we go through that. And then in the next morning, when the sun is coming up, just at the crack of dawn, when the sun is coming up, the person who's designated will take the food and go bury it. And at that time, that's when the spirit now will go back and enter the portal of the sun. See, Sky Woman, when she first came here in creation, she came through the sun. Okay. That's the tree of life. It's symbolic of the sun. Because it said the tree was uprooted in the higher realms and she came down through the roots. So she came through the sun. So you say when the spirit goes back on that 10-day, it'll go through that portal of the sun. You're going back to great spirit, to the light. So that's what we're made of, right? Light, vibration, sound, frequency. And these are all within our songs we sing, and, even a communication we have. It's all vibration. So this is what it's all about. You're connecting with Mother Earth constantly. That spirit, the heartbeat, the drum beat. So when we drum, we're connecting with the drum beat of Mother Earth. So the 10, the number 10 is significant. Number 1 is just oneness with source, right? And of course the 0 is the 0 point energy. It's just like the quantum field everybody talks about. It's the everything. And the 0 itself is a sphere, so it's connecting. It tells you about Mother Earth, about the sun, the universe. Everything is a sphere, like a woman's womb, right? That's where we come from. So we come in here, and then we go back through that portal. And but in every culture, it doesn't matter what the ritual is. It's good, whatever they do. It all works, right? Even if you don't have a ritual, we are the ritual within ourselves. If you don't have a ritual, you just speak from your heart, your mind, to Great Spirit. Help my loved one. You can offer your prayer from your heart, your love. And it's the intention that's important. So there's not one ritual that's better than the other. You interview a lot of people and, they talk about, whatever ritual and whatever they do, and it's all good and it's all important. It's so important.
Yeah, I think that's what is helpful for people, is to hear lots of different pieces of it and then just see what sits for you, what really lands in your heart. And maybe gives you ideas on things that you might be able to incorporate in these processes. I when you're going through the 10 days, is it everything? Like you talked about a lot of talking about even like the good times, remembering the joy and all of those pieces. Is there also a lot of mourning and sadness that comes up? Is it sort of a space for like everything to kind of transpire?
Exactly. That's a very good point. The 10 days is a release of, sorrow, because we have that. I mean, we love to an extent where we feel sorry, right? We feel sad. So the crying process is there, and that's a healing process. So we go through that healing process in that 10 days. And I'll use my own experience as an example with my family. My mother passed on. Many years ago, we did a feast, and my family, my sisters, are not traditional in our native way. They're Christian, okay? So We did the feast, but the feast, the ceremony itself, is not just for the one who passed on. It's not just for the spirit. It's for the living, to help them to heal and not feel the sorrow. You feel it within that time span. But I remember when we did the ceremony, my sister said, "I don't feel sad." I said, "Yeah, that's the ceremony, the feast. It lifts that. It lifts that from your mind, the sadness. So you're so happy that they shared their life with you, and you feel joy." See, if our loved ones, if you could feel what they feel when they go in spirit world, you want to be with them, right? But we got to do our time here. You know, we can't go jump off the bridge and just say, "I want to be in," and many people do, right? They take that path because they don't understand the importance and meaning of life. So we came here for that great experiment again, this thing of life. And you know, maybe some of us came from 4, 5, 6D, where it's still much physical, but not that physical, you know. Now we got all these numbers, right? Which is good. We always had numbers, but now we're going to another level, because we always remember when we go through the cycle. We always remember it goes in 6,000 years, 12,000 years, the Mayan calendar, 24,000. So we remember Atlantis. Now the memories start coming back. And then we remember Lemuria. So we're in the same cycle. It repeats itself in a little different way, but history repeats itself. There's no getting away from it, you know? You can't run and hide from it. You don't want to. So everybody, I see so many people, especially online, and they're survivalist people. They're going in the mountains on higher ground because there's big earth changes coming, right, with the water. They're building shelters and they're storing food to survive the so-called earth cataclysms. I say, okay, it's good to do that. But you need to have connection with spirit, with Mother Earth. That's what we need to do. That's all we need to do. You see? Because when it comes down to it, we are going to be guided to certain locations on the planet. This is our prophecy. Mm-hmm. There's always portals. I don't know if we talked about this last time.
No,
but that's in our 7th generation prophecy. So when the Earth's going through the big transformation, the big shift, we're going into the new world. So we're going to be guided to certain locations, even like where I live here in the St. Lawrence Valley. This is all going to be underwater one day, right? We know that. So our prophecy tells us we're going to go back into the mountain, and we're going to be guided to those mountains. See, the Hopis, they already know where they're going. They're going into the Grand Canyon. There's a portal down there, a doorway. So they go into the inner earth. That's where they came into this realm through the Grand Canyon. So they came up. They were inside of Mother Earth. And they came up. And they say that star beings, the ant people were helping them. They were small beings. They look sort of like... who knows what they look like, but they said they call them ant people. You know, I don't like to use the term alien, the star family. Mm-hmm. And so we're very close to that time now, because we're living in the 7th generation time, and we're going through this shift where, you know, we hear about the earth changes. We hear about all these things. I listen to the scientists, and I just look at it as, and I look at our prophecies, and I said, yeah, we're right there now. We're right there. So I remember just recently one of the scientists was saying, he just heard about this. This was about 6 weeks ago. He said they found a big magma plume under North America, a big ball of lava. And he says, the other scientists, all his brothers, saying it's pushing up on the continent of North America. So I says, oh, that's a beautiful thing, because we're on Turtle Island. So I said, that's the turtle pushing up, you see? It's creating change.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It gives such change in context. This is what I find so valuable right now in our journey over the last several years. But it's like the more that you can connect back to, I think, like traditional wisdom, traditional stories, traditional prophecies, it gives context for what's showing up right now. Otherwise, I feel like it just all feels totally chaotic. And that's what I think sparks a lot of fear and challenge for people. But when you have this sort of perspective that it's like there's a greater order to things, and there's certain natural laws that are taking place in a lot of ways, it gives a whole different context to what's coming up. And you can see some of these things that might look like, you know, you use the word cataclysmic or chaotic, but it's like it gives a bigger sort of emergence and a purpose to what's going on. And I find for us, that's given us so much solace, because it actually, like you were saying, kind of goes, okay, we're actually on track. And then more, what's my role to be a part of that, to usher that in a greater way, as opposed to then just backing up and sort of being in fear, and how do I kind of create self-preservation? And I mean, it opens up a whole different way of looking at what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. You see, everybody talks about the ascension, right? On a daily basis, you're hearing it on YouTube, you name it. That's all you hear is ascension. It's beautiful, you know, going into the new world. But at the same time, you have many people, like you said, the fear part. They're trying to save Mother Earth. They're trying to heal the waters, which is not a bad thing. They're trying to, you know, the air's polluted, the water's polluted. Everything is going through a transformation. They're trying to say, we have to save the Earth. You're not going to save Mother Earth. She doesn't want to be saved in this realm. It's just understanding of graduation and shifting from 3D to a new paradigm. We have to let go of it. Right? If we don't let go, we're holding on to fear. Because we're identifying ourselves with 3D. That's not who we are. We're spirit here. Right? We're just using our bodies to experience this. We're going to move on to a beautiful existence. That's what happened in Lemuria, Atlantis. And way beyond that, there was other civilizations here going beyond Lemuria. That's only, you know, that was like yesterday in cosmic time, right? So it's just looking at the whole understanding of accepting the way things are and the way things have to be. So the Great Spirit, we're always in our prophecy, it says, you're going to be taken care of. Just live in harmony with nature, with Mother Earth, and you're going to be guided. So a lot of people think, oh, okay, we're, you know, There's going to be massive earthquakes, floods, you name it. And they think they're going to, you know, die. And I says, don't look at it that way. I says, you know, we've gone down with the ship many times, let me tell you. You know, we look at Atlantis, it sunk, right? The Mayans had left Atlantis about 200 years prior because they knew it was going to sink. And they were getting guidance. It's the same thing with us. We're going to get guidance to go to certain locations on the planet. And you'll have the spiritual people who are awake enough to listen to these visions. If you don't listen, then okay, that's your choice. There's nothing wrong with that either. You know, it's, we're going through an amazing experience here. I mean, from jump from one realm to, let's say even 4D. Everybody's talking about going into 5D. I don't even go there, 5D. You have 99% of spiritual beings on this couldn't comprehend 5D. They couldn't go from 3D to 5D unless you're doing spiritual work every day on yourself. You see? You have to be meditating. You have to be clearing your crap, your karma. You don't clear your spiritual baggage. So you think you're going to jump from 3 to 5D. No, that's unconditional love. You see? We got to get through the conditions here because we're very conditional. You know, there's very few on the planet who are unconditional. And it's, you know, I've been many, many masters and, you know, Buddhists, Kriya, they're beautiful beings, you know, enlightened beings. And they're even enlightened to certain levels. Some are fully enlightened. So, that we use as a guideline, right? So, okay, if we want to be fully enlightened, it's a process. It takes time. You're not going to do it. You may not even do it in one lifetime. But going through the process of doing the inner work is so important, connecting on a daily basis. So, you know, we just want to graduate, right? Many of us already came from those, you know, whatever it's 4, 5, 6D, okay? Maybe able to get there, but we still got to clear whatever we need to clear in our emotional body, our mental body, in our physical. So we're going through that. We're going through this transformation process because we're not free from this realm just because we're here. We still have to heal ourselves, right? We still have to forgive. We have to learn how to love more. And this is what we're learning. We're learning this in a great way. And everything is sped up fast. So, you know, I'm honored to be here, actually, you know, and experience it. Because, you know, in my younger years, I had to go through the debt process, so-called, you know, car accident. And, you know, so you have a different understanding of life, right? And to experience life and to say, okay, you know, you respect it. So there's a lot to, it depends what we need to experience here in our life. Some of us have a smooth transition. They don't have much spiritual baggage. Some got a wild experience, you know. But there's a lot going on. We'll get into more, so I don't want to go on too much.
Daryl, when you're talking about, I mean, talking to you and Christine and Huna as well, opened up my eyes to how the Indigenous communities have, as far as their connection to, you know, what is often referred to as ETs, but you, or aliens, but you, the communities, the Indigenous communities refer to them as Star Nations. And it's very much a part of the culture and understanding of your worldview and even your interactions and what you're able to connect to within the cosmos and bring onto the planet and vice versa. The lines of communication are open. This is new. This is not the norm for the majority, I think, of the people living on the planet. When you spoke of, even the portals in certain parts of the world, and the Hopis moving in and moving out in certain portals. Can you speak a little bit more about that? Are we talking about, what are we talking about when we're talking about portals? And where does one go? Because when we've spoken about this in previous interviews as well, this realm that we're existing within, and I'd love to hear your take on it more, is basically the lowest. And when we're speaking of the star nations or extraterrestrials, as is often referred to, they're on higher frequencies. They're in higher realms. And I want for you to dive into it a little bit more about the understanding of portals and how we communicate with other beings within the cosmos, and why that's relevant, and what that even points to. Like, are we that, or do we have family there, or what is the connection to star nations?
Well, you see, you referred to this realm as the lowest, right? So we always hear about 3D, the lowest, but the lowest is the highest, right? Because everything is one, right? So it's just our perception. We can stay in the lowest form of consciousness if we want. But here is a unique spiritual school with Mother Earth. You can go to 3D to 20D if you want. It's just what you do with your time here, right? That's what it's all about. So our star families, we are our star families. That's who we are. Like I said, when Sky Woman came in through the sun, she was one of the star families. She came in physical form through, you know, either she was, who knows what, we always trace our lineage back, right? So it could be Pleiadian, Sirian, Orion, and then the Lyrans were basically our great grandparents here. So these beings, they were the first ones who created, who seeded our galaxy, let's put it that way. So yeah, that's who we are. We are star families. We are them. And we keep coming here to bring about change to help the planet evolve to the next level. See, we evolve it to the next level, then it crashes, it goes back down, right? Because, you know, humanity gets crazy. You start becoming mad scientists like we see on the planet right now. This happened in Atlantis. And we're going through that right now. We see that, you know, transhumanism, transgenderism, you name it. They're mixing animals with humans and everything under the sun. It gets quite crazy, right? But at the same time, there's always a counterbalance to that. It's beautiful at the same time, you see? Depends what you're focusing on, right? Right now, there's a big war going on in Ukraine. And, you know, I've been looking at this because it's just a cycle. You got First World, Second World War. They were all within the Hopi prophecies, right? They knew it was coming beforehand. So I was watching it for the last 10 years. I'm looking at it, even longer than that, 20 years ago. I was talking to my nephew, and he said, yeah, there's a big war coming on the planet. Why? Because there's a lot of dark beings on this planet. And a lot of us who come from the higher star nations, we've been working through this stuff for eons. These darkies, okay, if you want to call them that, they're our brothers. They're just lost. That's all. They're all part of Source. And we've been sort of battling with them. And right now we're in a situation where with the prophecies, and you have many star nations, you see, we talk about this, like many people don't like to discuss about that aspect on the planet. That's the heavy dark side war, right? It's not everybody wants to talk about this. But there are some star beings on the planet who don't want to discuss it because they're so empathic. It hurts them inside. because there's a lot of fear. So their frequency, by avoiding it, it helps to neutralize it. The star beings who talk about it, I talk about it often with my nephews and friends. It's not that we want war, because we know what happened in the past is happening now, and we know where we came from, and because we've been doing this a long time. So when we talk about it, our frequency at the same time is neutralizing it too. So even the empaths and their avoidance of it is neutralizing it. So when we look at it from an overview, like an eagle looking down, we're both doing the same work from a different outlook at it. You see? Now, this situation may grow. You know, we say, okay, what is hope? We hope it doesn't. But it got to this point. I remember Cryon, Lee Carroll. I listen to the channels, right? I really listen to what they're saying. And I run it by my prophecies, like I said, in my culture. And I use it. I use it as a platform. So I remember Lee Carroll, he said, this was many years ago. He said, he's keeping incarnating here. He's talking about the law and the light workers. He says, you know very well when you incarnate it that they can blow up the planet. But he says, you still do it. Why? Not as dedication, right? Because we know all the beings here, there's only a certain amount of us that keep coming back to help enlighten the rest of them, right? They need to raise their vibration. They need to get to another level and stay there. So we sacrifice ourselves by, you know, coming back. But it's service. It's service. That's all it is. And that's no problem. Like I said, we're in an experiment. So when you understand that, it's, you know, you got to be happy and love what we're doing, right? And, you know, even though we're experiencing some, you know, you may refer to it as dark. Okay, there's a war going on the planet. They're threatening each other every day to press buttons and nuke each other. And we're looking at it and saying, well, you know, we got a lot of psychopaths on the planet. They have this technology. They're very powerful people, let me tell you. What they have in that way, it's a dark, and you know they're holding humanity hostage. Who are they to say, well, we're gonna fight with each other, we're gonna blow each other up? Well, they're gonna affect everybody on the planet, right? Yeah. So I said, okay, you want to play your games? Well, maybe Mother Earth is just going to say, yeah, you want to play around? I'm going to just do a little flip here on you, okay? Do a pole shift, clean the whole situation up that fast, or we'll get a solar flash and clean it all up. Because that's devastating if you go into that kind of situation on the planet, a nuclear showdown. I mean, I've heard so many things about, you know, star family's going to intervene. They're not going to let this happen. They're going to shut down the missiles. And I tell people, I says, I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know if they're going to take on our karma, because that's a heavy thing to take on. Because they've done it twice in war. In Japan, they bombed Japan, Hiroshima. And they didn't stop it. And they've tested so many of these weapons all over the planet, you name it, every nation that has them. And it wasn't stopped. Now, maybe when it gets to an accelerated, you know, point, they will, you know. But I know Mother Earth's in charge here. I'm not worried about this stuff, you know. See, we're talking about it now. I'm explaining to you an understanding I have, okay? Because I know we're, as natives, we know our history, where we've come from, with this so-called negative force on the planet. It's a reptilian mindset, right? It comes from the other side. And they have this within them. It's within the DNA. So they have to try and dominate and control. Hopefully, I don't like using that word hope because it doesn't really mean too much, you know. We want to see change. And we know we can't change everybody. We know we're not going to fix the ones who are hell-bent. They just have to go down with it. The ship, whatever they create, they're going to do it. That's going to happen. See, we gotta live in reality and face reality or hear what's going on the planet. Because we've been going through it 500 years now here on Turtle Island, okay? So we went through all this, our ancestors, for almost 400 years, wars, fighting, killing, all this stuff. So it's coming back now full circle. So I say, okay, you have the U.S. Their karma's coming back full circle to them. You have Russia, China. They have karmas because they're going up against it. It's karma full circle coming. How far is it going to go to them? You see? So we're experiencing this for a reason. So we have to look at it. Look at the reality of everything, you see? The more we understand, the more we can fix it faster. If it has to accelerate to a bigger war, we want it to be over fast, right? You don't want it to drag on and drag on. So it's all about energy. This is energy. We talk about negative energy, positive energy. It's all great spirit. It doesn't matter. It's great spirit. If the darkies here with all these forces weren't supposed to be here, they wouldn't be here. There's a reason why. We have to do our job. We can't avoid nothing. We have to look at everything and face it and work through it. That's life. You see?
Yeah, and Daryl, I think when you were talking about earlier on around the connecting to Mother Earth, I feel like if for people when they hear all of that stuff and they're just like, you know, this big wave kind of hits them of, well, what do I do? You know, what does one person do? To me, it all comes back to the same thing. You know, you talked earlier about, you know, Mother Earth doesn't need you to do anything necessarily for it. I remember Dr. David Hawkins talking about that once too. He said, you know, people want to change the world, but the world doesn't need to change it. It basically just comes back to you individually doing the shifts that you need to do. And ultimately, that's what's going to create the biggest change. I find right now, and this is something that we've been doing a lot of as well, but it's really taking the time to connect to Mother Earth on a regular basis, like actually practically showing up to do it, and let that be a number one priority in your life. Because the thing is, and this is where I think people get stuck with it, is it's the idea that we can actually be informed spontaneously when we're connected to it, and that will guide us as to what to do next. And when we try to figure it out from the logical linear mind and think all down the road from where we are right now, it just becomes stressful, and you're acting out of usually fear, and it's not going to ultimately be in the highest good. So it's this faith that if we are connecting to something bigger than our own intellect, then we can sort of sit and be guided and then know what the next piece is and then act when it comes up.
I think we're being all, many of us are being guided to that anyhow. It's like the things that used to be exciting mm-hmm. and thrilling and desirable no longer have the same pull anymore. Like right now, Daryl, I feel like if I can spend all day in our garden with our chickens, I'm happy. Like I actually watch our chickens, and just yesterday I was down there and I'm reading this really great book by it was channeled. It's called Step by Step, and it's Ascended Master Discourses. But I'm just sitting on a log and in our small garden there, and the chickens are walking around, and there's, unbeknownst to me, there's a hawk that flies overhead. All I see is our mother hen, who has her four little newly hatched eggs, her little chicks there. And she just kind of lowers herself lower to the ground And I looked at her and I look up. I'm like, oh, there's a hawk, you beautiful thing. And then it's like, as soon as she sits down, the chicks know to gather in and get underneath her. And she's actually going into, I call it the garlic forest, but our garlics have grown quite tall now. And they go into the forest if there's any danger or if she wants to keep her chicks hidden. And that's where she sits with them. And you know, I look overhead, the hawk has flown by, but the mother hen is still tuned in. And I said to Jay, it's like, it's something formidable to actually look at animals because their intelligence and their supreme connection to the field that surrounds us all, they're so in tune with that. And we've lost that in so many ways. And it's coming back to us because we're coming more in tune with it because I feel like the world around us on an intellectual level just doesn't make sense. You look around, nothing makes sense. And so we're kind of being guided to this internal guidance system because this external authority has failed us. So we're going within. So we're all being guided to go within. But there's such a powerful force and field that informs all of us when we start to function on this level.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So, like Jason was saying a while ago, people are thinking that they can't do nothing. Well, if you go meditate, you're doing everything right there because you're connecting. You see, we put our love into the grid, into the field, into Mother Earth. And that is what propels the transformation of joy on the planet, of higher consciousness. So everything we do, all the words we speak, the ceremonies, the meditations, that's all we need to do, you see? We need to connect. So when we connect, we're connecting to Source, and we're helping Mother Earth go through this. We're just bringing energy to it. We're bringing energy and energy. See, if Mother Earth, we didn't do this, Mother Earth will do it anyways, right? She'll just do it anyways because Nature doesn't give leeway. If you're not in the right place at the right time, let me tell you, there's a tsunami coming, she's going to do it. You got to clear up energy there, she's going to do it. So what we do, it helps release and transform energy into more light, right? So we're lightening the load. Mother Earth carries a lot of karma for us, right? Because we are, you know, we're little rascals here on this planet, you know, at times, you know. So we work through this energy at the same time. But like what you're saying, Tia, about she's watching her babies, right? To the hawk. See? You gotta be careful here because there's always something. And that's what we have to look at. We're not free here. Anything goes here in this realm, right? The good, the bad, the ugly, you know, it's all happening simultaneously. So you always have to be vigilant of what is around you, what's going on. You know, nationalities have their stuff they're working on. They have their karma. Nation, it comes to nation, not just individual. So everybody born within that nation has that thing to understand as a nation, you know, the collective family to deal with. So this is where we're at right now. But it's getting back to that. Working in your garden, like you said, you see? Working with the earth. So you ground. You're grounded to Mother Earth. Your hands are in the dirt. Your feet are on the ground, you see? So what are you doing when you're doing that? You're connecting with the Divine Mother, Sky Woman, right? Whatever you refer to it as. And at the same time, you're growing and evolving. But take it to another level. Beyond that, that's what we need to do, right? If that's all you do, then make that a meditation. Make your garden in a meditation while you're in it. Right? Sing to Mother Earth. Communicate with her, talk with her. When you do that, your vibration will raise, your frequency will raise. See, our ancestors were always doing this because they needed to plant. My mother told me she went through the Second World War. She said, if we didn't plant, we didn't eat, right? So today we're going to go to the store. We're going to buy our potatoes, our vegetables, our fruits, or, you know, whatever we like. Well, we're lucky. So what happens if there's no food? You got to plant, right? I mean, we live in the Northern Hemisphere. So we're dependent on a lot of our food being imported, right? So, you know, I tell people, well, there'll come a time when we might have to put something away for a little while, you know, to make us through a few months. So...
Thank you for listening to part one with Daryl Williams. Please join us next week when we come back with the rest of this amazing conversation for part two.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.